रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 20 दशरथस रिप्लाई। द रेसिटेशन स्टार्ट्स नाउ। द वर्ड्स ऑफ विश्वामित्र स्टन्ड हिम क्वाइट। फॉर अ लॉन्ग व्हाइल ही रिमेन्ड लाइक वन डिमेंटेड, देन मास्टरिंग हिमसेल्फ विद अ माइटी एफर्ट In faltering accents, he managed to reply, Rama, the darling of my heart, Rama with eyes as lovely as a fresh blown lotus leaves, is yet in his early teens. I dare not even dream of his being able to stand in battle against the mighty night rangers. Countless millions of war-worn veterans call me their lord and master, each a host in himself. Where warriors are valiant, covered with fame and versed in the use of every kind of weapon, human and divine. I shall put myself at their head and wipe out these Rakshasas. They are more competent to fight these Rakshasas. But ask me not, Rama. Here am I ready to march against them, bow in hand, millions of tried soldiers at my back and fight for thee to my last breath. I promise thee I will myself go over there and see that thou accomplish thy vow safe and without any interruption. But I pray thee, ask not Rama of me. He is but a child. He has not yet finished his training. He does not know the strength and weaknesses of himself and of his enemies. He has never been yet in battle, and he is not the might derived from the possession of celestial weapons. Knowest thou not that Rama is entirely unfit to fight against these Rakshasas? They never fight straight, but always take refuge in their arts of illusion. Take Rama away from me, and thou takest my very life. Nay, if thou art bent upon taking Rama with thee, take me too, and my numerous army well appointed. This, my son, has gladdened my heart after 60,000 years of disappointed hopes and fruitless griefs. How canst thou have the heart to take away Rama from me, the light of my eyes and the prop of my old age? Knowest thou not that of my four sons, Rama lies next to my heart? Need I tell thee that he is my firstborn and the most steadfast in virtue? So please do not take Rama away from me. These thy Rakshasas, who are they? Whose sons are they? What is their might? Wherein lies their strength? Under whose protection are they? How dost thou want Rama to fight them? Tell me, for I will do it, how to render useless all their illusions. For thou hast me and my countless hosts to do thy bidding. Instruct me how I can withstand these Rakshasas, proud of their valor. Then replied Vishwamitra, Maybe thou hast heard of a Rakshasa, Ravana by name, descended of the hoary Pulastya. The sage Vishravas is his father. He is own brother to Vaishravana and the monarch of all the Rakshasas on earth. Immeasurable is his strength and matchless his might, gifted with wonderful boons from Brahma and with countless hosts of Rakshasas at his back. He grinds the three worlds beneath his heels. When he does not himself condescend to spoil the sacrifices, these, his creatures, Maricha and Subahu, take his place and excel him in cruelty and wantonness. Then said Dashrata with a faint heart, Powerless am I to cope with that wicked one. Have pity on my child of tender years, O righteous Lord. Unfortunate that I am, thou art my guru. And my God, the Devas and Danavas, the Gandharvas and the Yakshas, the Nagas and the Pannagas cannot bear to look upon Rama terrible in battle. Why speak of puny mortals such as we? Ravana absorbs, as it were, the strength and might of those that face him in battle. Even I dare not dream of opposing him or his hosts, either alone or with my armies or with my sons. But on no account will I part with my darling Rama, beautiful as a Devata and a child in years, in experience in war. Maricha and Subahu, those sons of Shunda and Upashunda, are mighty and extremely skilled in fight. Born to a Yaksha woman and best and foremost of the Daityas, they're terrible in battle, even as the god of death. They are set upon ruining their sacrifice, and never shall I send my son against them to certain destruction, as it were. However, if thou so desirest it, I will call my friends around me and fight with any others but the two. These words of Dashrata, the ravings of a sorrow-laden heart, roused to fury the smoldering wrath of the descendant of Kushika, and it blazed forth even as a sacrificial fire glows with steady flame when huge libations of ghee are poured into it. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.